This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
A presentation of Garrettson Building Supply. Tim Allen in this morning to talk about Champagne Creek Ranch. Tim, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Kyle.
Oh, we had the story up yesterday about a donation to United Way from Champagne Creek and a bit more about it. But kind of give us more of the, how did all this get started?
Well, I think it got started with some folks recognizing that there was some land that was not being used to its best and saw an opportunity to do something with it. They jumped on board and managed to get a hold of the property and turn it into something with a little more value than it was.
So when we're talking property, how many acres are we talking about?
It's about 200.
So 200 acres, that's a lot of space. What is it? What's kind of the topography of it?
So it goes, there's not a lot of flat on it. It used to be the old dump site. A portion of it was a landfill out in Looking Glass. So it's got a hill slope to it. Parts of it are steeper than others. It's got a lot of varying terrain on it.
So how long is this project? How far back did this start?
I'm going to say it started about 4 years ago. I've been with the board now a little over a year.
And what are you? What has gone on in the 4 years of dealing with this land?
Well, you got a piece of property that obviously very little maintenance had been done on. So you know everything from cleaning out water ditches to getting rid of dead trees, things like that. There's a lot of improvements that needed to occur.
And what's sort of the long-term plan for things?
You know, ideally, we just keep learning and making it more valuable to the community. Right now, we have these fundraisers that are going on that really attracted my attention because we can focus on trying to help the handicap with that. It is also a location where people could actually schedule, say, a field trip or something to come out and study different plants, things like that. Look into the future, more educational. So, for instance, the state is now interested in creating a location to do the testing for off-highway vehicle permits, say for the younger kids and things like that. It had been quite a distance either direction for someone from the area to travel to get that kind of training. Those are examples.
And one of the things that it sounds like has already happened is some work for bicycling.
Correct. Yeah, there's a mountain bike group here locally that late last summer, once the rains finally hit and they could get up there, started creating this trail, and it has really turned into something significant. There hasn't been a lot of run on it yet, but we're looking forward to see what they can do with it this year.
So a lot of ideas there, and one of the things it sounds like you want to incorporate is a lot of things that will give folks that are handicapped some opportunities they maybe don't have in other locations.
Right. You know, if you go back far enough, Kyle, this has been a passion of mine for a number of years, and I thought and even made a presentation years ago that how cool would it be if this area could be kind of the handicap gateway to nature. So if we could figure out how to get folks that have barriers to experiencing that kind of stuff, if we could knock those barriers down, I just think it'd be a win-win.
How many people do you have involved in this on your board and helping in other ways?
So there's five of us on the board, but in the other kind of help, man, the community has just come on strong. There's a large number of businesses. You've got off-road enthusiasts from different stuff. It might be the Jeeps or the side-by-sides that have joined in. Obviously, you've got the folks you just mentioned on the bicycles, search and rescues up there. It's really, really a broad spectrum of people.
And anytime you're trying to work on a project like this, it's sometimes hard to get people to get involved, but it sounds like you haven't had the trouble.
That is correct. And I'm going to say, you know, Virgil Osborne's done a real good job. He's in touch with a lot of those folks, serves on search and rescue, that kind of thing. So he's got a lot of contacts. And when he started talking about what he wanted to do, I think that it certainly a lot of people could see the value in it and jumped on board.
And talk about the connection with United Way.
So I'm pretty good friends with Brian Trenkel, and I was kicking around the best way to get some of this funding in the right hands, and it just dawned on me with his ability to navigate all of the local nonprofits, he would know best how to help us make sure that landed in the right hands to accomplish the most.
Well, a lot of work going on, and sounds like this is going to be a real long-term project, one of those things that if we come back to it in a few years, it's going to look a whole lot different out there.
It's going to be really exciting to see what goes on. Again, the businesses and the volunteers are contributing so much that I think it will be hard to recognize, in the sense that it's just going to continue to be more efficient and cleaner. You know, the land was just not managed for quite some time, I guess I would say. Obviously, there's things that are required from a DEQ standpoint and things that are done. But now to be able to take something like that and bring value out of that area for the community, I think is just awesome. No telling where it's going
to
land.
So if somebody wants to get involved at some level or help out financially or whatever for Champagne Creek Ranch, how do they do that?
Probably the easiest thing would be to go to the Facebook page where events are posted and just give them a message there.
All right, Tim Allen, anything else you want to tell folks about Champagne Creek Ranch?
You know, just that we really appreciate the support the community's put out there. It's been phenomenal, and I look forward to seeing if we can't do more to help the folks that have the barriers break those down.
All right, Tim Allen, thanks for coming in this morning. 840 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.